Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of Man in the Pew. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and I'm excited to lead you into prayer today. This episode is day 5 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge. You can join believers from around the world who want to take daily action toward becoming more grateful. Through daily inspiration and challenge exercises, we are rewiring our brains and hearts to more automatically respond to life with gratitude. You can get the details at maninthepew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Well, in today's episode, we are exploring 4 ways to give thanks to God. Do you ever find yourself at a loss for words when giving thanks to someone? Does it feel empty, shallow, or inauthentic? I suspect we've all been there. Sometimes it's challenging to find the right way to express thanks. Other times we know we're going through the motions. Some of us are just, frankly, better actors than others. So how does that work with God? After all, He knows our every thought, motive, and intention. Does He accept our prayers of thanksgiving when He knows our motives are mixed? What does He think when He observes that we're only saying prayers of thanksgiving so we can get to what we want to ask? If you're a parent, you've seen your kids do this. They come into the kitchen with smiles and words of praise, and then they quickly ask for that forbidden cookie or treat. So cute. If you're in business, you've seen the shoddy salesman who tries to butter you up before they ask for the sale. Not so cute. God must laugh. Why do we think we can get away with this? Well, here's the deal. Saying the right words will eventually move from your conscious to your subconscious brain. Said another way, becoming grateful is in part a skill that must be learned. It starts with words and actions before it becomes part of who we are. Here are 4 ways we can regularly give thanks to God. In future posts, we will explore these in greater depth. Number 1, obey God's commands. So I'm starting with the least obvious. Jesus said that if we love God, we will obey His commands. So doing what someone else wants without asking or complaining is a powerful way to show thankfulness. And how much more when we do it for God. Number 2, give God offerings. Yes, God does command us to give Him offerings. And when it comes from the heart and not just out of duty, it's a dynamic form of worship and appreciation. I've learned that the tithe can start to feel like just another bill I have to pay. But when I remember everything belongs to God, I can bring my tithes and my offerings, which are my above and beyond gifts, out of thankfulness for all God has done. Number 3, verbally thank Him in prayer. All right, we've gone from the least obvious to the most obvious. And of course, we should tell God we're thankful with our words. But what if we spent enough time to describe what we're thankful for and why we're thankful? For example, God, thank you for answering my prayers to heal my wrist by sending Dr. Davis, and Johnny, and Polly, and Royce, and Philippe, and Christina to provide healing and wisdom. It makes me feel so loved that you would orchestrate the lives and minds of all these people to help me. Thank you. Number 4, sing songs of thanksgiving. In 1 Chronicles 23, David ordered there to be 4,000 musicians who were organized to continuously lift songs of thanksgiving and praise to God. Music allows us to access the emotional message of words in a way that merely speaking them doesn't always do. So even if you don't consider yourself a singer or a musician, I encourage you to sing songs of thanksgiving to God. Once you know the music, allow this song to guide your mind and heart to deeper places of thankfulness. When we were first teaching our children to write thank you cards, I remember a familiar pattern with each of them. The first version of the card would say something like, "Thank you for the Christmas gift. Love, Johnny." And we instructed them to rewrite it, to be specific about the gift. The second version inevitably left out the why. So we asked our children to thank them specifically for the gift and then to tell them why they liked it. This is a good habit in our prayers and in our words with others. Here's another example. "Dear Grandma, thank you for giving me the cool red skateboard for Christmas. I already enjoy riding it with my friends, and now I'm the fastest kid in my class. It makes me feel amazing. Love, Johnny." So here's my challenge for you. Today, I challenge you to write a thank you letter to God. Just like when you write a thank you card, just focus on one thing that you're thankful for. But in this case, provide lots of detail on what you saw God do and how that has impacted you. No one else ever needs to read this, so I encourage you to be open and honest with yourself. Write for at least 5 minutes or a full page, whichever comes first, and challenge yourself to be descriptive, detailed, and vulnerable. And if you want some extra credit, or just an extra project, if you're a songwriter or always wanted to try writing a song, write a song of thanksgiving based on the letter that you just wrote. All right, well, let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for the thousands of ways that you bless me that I never see. Give me eyes to see just some of those today. Teach me to be more grateful for my salvation and all the ways you're active in my life. May I demonstrate thankfulness to my family, my friends, my neighbors, and all those I encounter today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.